This Sunday is Oscar night, and all the nominees for Best Picture have one thing in common: casting directors. The men and women who screen the men and women who want to be on screen. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg ends her series on movie jobs with some Los Angeles legends who line up the talent.
In movie land, very often the difference between this...
I mean, I could barely leave the bathroom before an audition. I was afflicted. It was terrible.
And this...
Now that heavy fighting has subsided and both sides have dug in deep for the long winter ahead...
The difference is this.
Casting.
Casting director Deborah Zane has one of the busiest phones on Wilshire Boulevard. Zane casts films for Steven Spielberg, Ridley Scott, Steven Soderbergh. Agents, producers, lawyers keep her phones jingling all day.
Hi, it's Debbie. You know what? I thought you did really well. I was actually pleased about that. You know,
Debbie Zane usually doesn't deliver the heavies. Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Julia Roberts. Their names get the movie made. But Zane fills in all the actors around the heavies, the ones who do the heavy lifting. For a single film, she may cast 40 actors or more. The 1999 Best Picture, American Beauty, for instance.
It was one of those days where it's a minute away from snowing. And there's this electricity in the air.
Zane also worked on Seabiscuit, Ocean's 11 and 12, Catch Me If You Can. The casting director is on the front line for actors, agents, and directors. When a film is to be made, a list of all the characters is distributed, and the scramble begins. Hundreds of resumes and clips arrive by email, snail mail.
You know what? I'm not even free to say yet because I haven't even let them know yet. We just got word.
Two actors we met in Debbie Zane's office worked with Steven Spielberg, thanks to Zane. Michelle Arthur, the one who pre-auditioned in the bathroom, was in The Terminal. So was Stephen Fuller. Fuller got his part the old-fashioned way. He took his resume and photograph to Zane's office during off hours.
I walked up here and put it through the slot in that door right there, and I remember seeing my headshot fall on the floor, going, great, they're going to step on my headshot when they walk in.
But no, Debbie Zane liked the photo, called Stephen in for an audition. 2 days later, he was hired. Then he was on screen in dreadlocks, speaking two lines to Tom Hanks.
You gotta help me help you. I don't see a social security number, driver's license number.
How long does it take you to know if this is going to be right or not?
10 seconds? Maybe. I mean, I can tell when they walk in the door if they're wrong.
Casting director Marjorie Simkin. 26 years ago, she was jobless in New York. Suddenly, a friend doing casting got a better job and asked Marjorie to take over. The assignment, find some high school kids for a film. With no experience, Simkin said, why not?
I would go around to neighborhoods and lurk on the Lower East Side. At one point, I was called into one of those social clubs, and I think they thought I was a new hooker that hadn't checked in because I was like going up and down the street every day and going up to young boys.
Marjorie Simkin's film career was launched. She's been casting director for Erin Brockovich, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Top Gun. Simkin loves the work.
I get private theatrical performances in my office all the time, and it's really, really, really thrilling. And sometimes I've seen something nobody else gets to see.
Unbelievable.
It's more than that. It's perfect.
That was Simkin's experience casting the 1989 Kevin Costner baseball film Field of Dreams. One of the roles, Costner's father as a young man, was small but tough to cast.
Guys came in. Hundreds of guys came in. And then there was this moment and Dwyer Brown walked in and there was no doubt in my mind. There was just something so wonderfully old-fashioned about him, and his eyes were so moving.
Hi.
We watched the scene in Simkin's office.
Hi. Just wanted to thank you folks for putting up this field, letting us play here. I'm John Kinsella.
I'm Ray. My wife, Annie. This is my daughter, Karen. Karen, this is my... This is John.
I'm crying again. I mean, it makes me cry every time. It's the way he's holding the moment.
Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
The power of an actor to move us Iowa. In a movie begins with the actor's power to move a casting director in her busy office.
When you find yourself paying attention in a way that you haven't paid attention in a long time, when it breaks through a kind of numbness that comes over you after a while, and when you don't feel it's right, you do pull back in a way to kind of save your energy.
Seeing so many hopefuls, watching so many auditions, casting directors like Marjorie Simpkin and Deborah Zane are fans and professionals at the same time. They must be judgmental, dismissive, and efficient, but they need to stay open to surprise, to the art of acting, the magic of movies, and the vulnerability of the people who come to try out.
I've just given you a terrible audition. How do you thank me?
Thank you, Susan. That was great. Thank you so much.
You lie.
Well, you can't say, what was that? You have to be gracious.
Spoken like a true casting director. In this case, Debbie Zane. In Los Angeles, I'm Susan Stanbury.
What happens to you at a party where there are a million actors or even non-actors and they find out what you do?
It's not even parties. It's relatives. It's like cousins of my mother's. And I used to think that people were just really being nice to me. And then I realized one day, oh, my God.
Previous reports in this series are at NPR.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Devar Ardalan, Cara Tallo, and Sarah Mobley-Smith. Our senior producers include Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, Jim Wildman, and Jim Wallace in Baghdad. Our Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, editor Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay. Our series This I Believe is independently produced by Dan Gettiman with Joanna Richards, and our casting director is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep. Thank you.